Dead Inton has a special connection to D-Day because General Hobart, who led the 79th Armored Division, lived in a house in this village during the war. In fact, he lived next door to us in a house called Leaden Porch. He was in forced retirement from the army because he was a bit idiosyncratic and the top brass didn't like him. So he'd been retired and he was working as a lance corporal helping run North Oxfordshire Home Guard. When Churchill said to an aide, "I need a bright army man to invent funny vehicles to clear the beaches on D-Day," which he didn't call it D-Day, but when we invade Europe in the end, "where do I find him?" And somebody said, "You need Hobo." So he said, "Who's Hobo?" And he said, "Well, he's General Hobart, but he's in retirement and he'd do the job." So Churchill said, "Find him." So they found him, brought him up to Churchill, who said, "Look, in a couple of years' time, we're going to almost certainly invade Europe because we're going to win this war. And what I want is a whole series of vehicles that will clear the beaches, explode mines, flamethrowers to suss people out of gun positions, carpets to cope with soft sand, flails to clear the beaches, all sorts of things, and floating and tanks. How do we get the tanks ashore?" And General Hobart said, "Okay, I'll have a go at that." And Churchill said, "Well, there's no money, no troops, and no vehicles. But you've probably got a couple of years. But there is an office, probably not furnished. Off you go." And he did. And what resulted were what we call now Hobo's Funnies, which were all the vehicles that started to land on the first day and the first assault on the beaches at about 6:30 in the morning. So we had already decided we would mark D-Day in some way. We have a flagpole on our village green. We have a metal soldier, who a local blacksmith made for us, resting on his arms reverse. We put them on the green. And we had a short but very poignant service in which the vicar said a few prayers. He read the names of the 13 out of 86 people who died in war in Dead Inton, who died in the Second World War. And then we had a two-minute silence. And then a piper Stuart Carnegie, played Heeland Laddie, which was the tune that the Lovett piper played on D-Day, famously, when he played as the troops landed. That happened at 6:30. It lasted about 20 minutes. Our local MP, Victoria Prentice, was there, the county chairman of the British Legion, county standard bearers, most of the dignitaries from our village, and a large number of parishioners, somewhere 70, 80 of them, gathered at the green for this short 20-minute service. I'm told everybody found it very poignant and there were a few tears. It was the beginning of the end of the biggest war in Europe. All other things mark specific battles which were important, but had D-Day not succeeded, we would not have won the war.